Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, November 23rd, 2020. Welcome back, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Good to have you. The U.S. Treasury recently released U.S. tick data for September late last week. Overseas investors overall continued to buy more U.S. bonds, but investment flows from Japan appear a little bit more mixed. I find this report to be a great complement to the Japanese Ministry of Finance's balance of payments data. Can you take our listeners through both releases?
Thank you. In September, U.S. tick data shows that overseas investors overall acquired a net $108 billion of U.S. bonds. However, Japanese investors net sold $13 billion of treasuries, $248 million of U.S. stocks, $85 million of U.S. corporate bonds, against the net buying of U.S. agency bonds by $12 billion. In September, Japanese investors have been shifting from treasuries to agency bonds in their U.S. bond portfolios. And as we've said before, taking gains and adjusting their positions with U.S. corporate bonds. Looking ahead, Japanese investors could be very sensitive with U.S. corporate bonds and stocks when reshuffling their holdings. Japanese investors are unlikely to quit trading U.S. credit assets in their DM, developed market cross-currency arbitrage trading. They took a break in September with taking gains and thinking about the strategy. In the second half, Japanese trading of U.S. credit assets will bear watching. By currency, in September, Japan's BOP data, Japanese unloaded a net 597 billion yen in U.S. dollar, but acquired 108 billion yen in British pound, 78 billion yen in Canadian dollar, and 37 billion in euro. However, more specifically, Japanese investors unloaded DM stock and investment fund holdings by 944 billion yen for U.S. dollar, 103 billion for euro, 119 billion yen for Aussie, and 38 billion for British pound. Even as they acquired net amount of DM, medium to long-term bonds, 354 billion yen of U.S. dollar, 106 billion of euro, 128 billion of Aussie, and 147 billion of British pound. As Japanese investors continue their DM asset rebalancing, DM cross-currency arbitrage trading opportunities will likely increase.
Okay, so in U.S. dollars, we have selling of treasuries, selling of corporate bonds, but very small, and buying of U.S. agency bonds. So that's basically agency MBS. So I think you pointed out in one of your recent pieces that the very small selling of IG corporates that we saw in September came after large buying the previous month. So not a trend there at all. And then you also mentioned, in across currencies, you mentioned buying of Aussie. I think one of our peers pointed out that these rolling 6 month purchases of Aussie and Canadian bonds was a record. A lot of good stuff in that data. Something that I personally don't follow as closely, but is equally important, is data from the JSDA. The October data came out Friday, November 20th. Sakito-san, you covered this in a report last Friday entitled JPY Cross Asset Tokyo Micro Market Structural Changes with JPY Basis Among BOJ, Japanese, and Overseas Investors. What does this report specifically tell us about Japanese investor activity in the JGB market itself?
Thank you. Japanese lifers net bought 444 billion yen of super long JGBs in October. Lifers have been accumulating more super long-term JGBs in order to manage duration and have been reshuffling their portfolios in line with second half investment strategy plans to shift from falling bonds to JPY bonds. They will likely continue this trend. Trust banks, pension funds, net bought 1.1 trillion yen of overseas securities in October, 1 trillion yen of medium to long-term bonds. Also, pension net acquired 3.6 trillion yen of JGBs in October, including 380 billion yen of super long-term tenor, 248 billion of long-term, and 108 billion yen of medium-term bonds. As they unloaded a net 192 billion of corporate bonds, Japanese pensions scale back their both yen and foreign currency credit asset while rebuilding their straight bond portfolios in September.
Okay, great. So that's what Japanese lifers and pension funds have been up to. In that same piece, you wrote about the relationship between Japanese and foreign investors and the Bank of Japan. How has the microstructure of the Tokyo market changed as of late?
In October, the sense of fund abundance in Tokyo market eased after the end of the quarter, and a Tokyo repo tomorrow next rate rose to minus 0.068% on October 9th. But from mid-month onward, global inflows of funds were strong, and the Tokyo repo rate fell to minus 0.10% on October 29th. October BOJ, MOF, and JSDA flow data shows that, firstly, demand for JGBs among foreign investors is still strong, as well as that, secondly, Japanese investors are rebuilding their foreign bond portfolios out of the end of the year. And thirdly, lifers are still clearly buying yen bonds. Overseas investors appear to be the main investors driving the yen securities trading in the Tokyo market now. A review of yen cross assets in October shows a clear market structure in which overseas investors' yen cross-currency arbitrage trading is supporting a straight falling bond investing by Japanese investors. And Japanese investors are taking in surplus yen funds from foreigners and putting this cash into BOJ accounts, so-called as BOJ trade.
That's very interesting. To wrap things up, market sentiment has changed considerably lately with the arrival of the third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. How have both Japanese and international investors reacted in recent weeks? And has this changed your bias for dollar yen, yen rate, and yen basis?
Japanese investors have started to show risk appetite now that the US elections are over. They acquired a net 788 billion yen of overseas securities in the week of November 8th to 14th. Particularly striking was 1 trillion yen in net acquisition of medium-term to long-term bonds. At the same time, Japanese investors unloaded a net 270 billion yen of stock and investment fund holdings as they continue to actively reshuffle their DM cross asset portfolios. However, yen basis is at a reasonable level nowadays, and yen basis appears to have been used a lot that week for yen selling and investing in overseas securities. During this time, overseas investors bought 1.2 trillion yen of Japanese securities, including 422 billion yen of stock and investment fund holdings, 736 billion yen of medium to long-term bonds, 87 billion yen of short-term bonds. They have started to buy Japan credit with both Nikkei stocks and JPY bonds. Looking at yen pricing action overall, it seems there has already been substantial currency risk neutral JPY buying. In terms of dollar yen pricing, underlying Japanese exporters' flows have a steady cap on dollar yen as the global economy recovers. Amid COVID downside concerns, breaking below the 103 mark is now within a view for Dalian. And we feel there is a bearish bias with a 3M range 102.50 to 105.50, rising JPY swap rate and widening JPY basis biases have returned to neutral with the third wave of the coronavirus.
Okay, so small bearish bias for dollar yen, neutral bias for yen rate, and JPY cross currency basis. Got it. Great analysis as always, Sakito-san. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, John, always.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.